All right, if you would open your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. The question we're going to be looking at tonight is, should Christians be buried or should they be cremated? Or does it even matter? Okay, so we're going to be looking at that issue tonight. And I want to begin in Genesis 3 this evening. Genesis 3, and beginning in verse 19. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, from dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we all have loved ones and friends who've made different decisions on this issue. So, Father, help us to respond with grace. Father, it's an issue that is dear to very many people's hearts, even people tonight who are here and still grieving the loss of a loved one. So, Father, we would just ask that, first and foremost, you would comfort us. The knowledge and understanding of what happens to a believer in Christ when they pass away. Whoa. And Father, give us an understanding as well as to how we should take care of their body and what is pleasing in your sight. Father, as always, help us to speak where you speak and to be silent where you are silent. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is a issue that many Christians have debated. I've had many personal discussions with people who have prearranged their funerals with me. I don't know if you're aware of that, but sometimes people call the preacher and tell them, this is what you're going to do at my funeral, and this is what's going to happen with me. And many times they'll ask me my opinion on this issue. So I rarely ever speak publicly on this, but I've had many private conversations on this issue of burial versus cremation. Death is not something that we like to think about, but it says in Ecclesiastes, it's better to go to the house of the mourning than the house of mirth, because the living will take it to heart. Whether you like it or not, unless Jesus comes back, every single one of you are going to die, and I am going to die, and something's going to happen with our body. So it's something that we need to think through. And I would very much so challenge you to make your wishes known to your family members. Because the last thing a grieving person wants to do is to have to make major decisions on what to do with your body. Now, I want to make very clear the scripture says, I was asked this question, we'll look at this again, we've looked at it before. But I was asked the question, what happens to believers when they die? How does that work with the soul, with the body, and all of that? And we're going to look at that later on this summer. We've looked at it before, but I think we all need a reminder of that. But just very briefly, the scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When someone dies, and they're a believer in Christ, they do not die. They go to immediately be in the presence of Jesus Christ. Now, what we know them as is that body. Okay? And now we are left with a body and we have to do something with it. But we need to make very clear that's just the shell that contained the person. Please understand, I remember hearing a sermon once that was against cremation. And the guy preached on Achan being burned and his family. And essentially said that if you're cremated, you go to hell. And I remember going, what about every single one of the martyrs that were burned at the stake? Okay? What we need to understand is we're talking about what to do with the body that contained the soul. The soul is no longer there. If they are a believer in Christ, they are in the presence of God, and all that is there is the body. Okay? Now, before we talk about cremation versus burial, the scripture is very clear in the passage we just read. Adam was made out of dirt. In fact, the name Adam literally means dirt. Okay, it means red clay. Okay, the word for Adam is in Hebrew is also the same word for man, and it's also the same word for dirt. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. The word dust there is dirt. It is the idea of red clay. That's the same term there. You know the word Edom, Esau. Okay, Edom means red. And it's a very similar Hebrew word to the word Adam. And that's why the word means basically red clay or red mud or red dirt. So our body is dirt. And when you either burn the body, bury the body, do whatever you want to with the body, it is eventually going to decay and disappear and be indistinguishable from the dirt. Whether you're eaten alive by lions, sharks, burned, blown up by a nuclear bomb, or buried, your body is going to disintegrate and turn to dirt. That's just the way it is. Now, if you bury a body, normally the body will decay and the bones will be there for quite a while. Some bones can last several hundred years, and sometimes in really good conditions, maybe even thousands of years. But even the bones will eventually decay. That's just what happens to the body. Your body decays and it turns to dirt. So whether you are cremated or buried or blown up or eaten, whatever it is, your body is going to disintegrate into dust. That's just the way it is. Now, for some, if you're mummified, it's going to take a very long time for your body to turn to dust. Okay? But it eventually will. We are from dust. We will return to dust. Now, with that in mind, go to 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to say from the outset, the Bible gives no command for or against burial or cremation. It's just not there. The Bible does not say thou shalt be buried. It doesn't say only pagans cremate their dead. It doesn't say any of that. Okay, that's just not in the scripture. What it does say is this, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Your body that you are sitting right here in the pew with will not be in heaven. It won't. Now, in some respects, that really bothers us. I think the older we get, the less it bothers us. Okay? When you're young and you think about, well, I like this body. I look good. Okay? This body that you have right here, if you look around and you were to take, samples and everything, not a single one of the bodies here are going to be in heaven. Well, a lot of the people here, yes. If you're born again, you will be in heaven. But remember, you are not a body, you are a soul. You are a soul that dwells in a body made of clay, made of dust, made of dirt. This body is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Keep reading. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. In heaven, we will live forever. You know how horrible it would be to have this body forever? I mean, think of how bad it gets to have this body for 80 or 90 years. Try having this body for 2,000 or 3,000 years. There are not enough knee replacements in the world to make that an enjoyable experience. Okay? Our bodies, they grow old, they begin to fall apart. That's just the way it is. So if you're going to live forever in an incorruptible world, you would never put a corruptible body in that incorruptible world. So the decaying body and the dying body cannot be in a place where there is no dying and there is no death. Keep reading. Behold, I show you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. When he speaks there of sleep, in Scripture, especially in the New Testament, it doesn't speak of believers dying. It speaks of them going to sleep. Now, this is not teaching the doctrine that is called soul sleep. But we'll talk about this when we talk about what happens to a believer when they die. But there are some people who believe that when you die as a believer, that you just sleep in the grave until the last trump. So it's just like you took a really, really long nap. Peter, James, and John have been napping now for about, 1970 years or so. There's coming a time when God's going to wake them up. No. The body died. The soul lived. What word would you use? Scripture uses the word sleep. We have no way of conveying the idea of the body dying and the soul living forever with the Lord. We have no word in our language or any language to describe that. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Okay? How do you put that into words? They just use the word sleep. So what he says here is not everyone is going to pass away. Why? Because Christ is going to return. And there are going to be, according to 1 Thessalonians, those who are alive and remain. So not every single one of us is going to have our body die. But notice this. We will all be changed. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, your body will change. Now, whether that body is buried, whether that body was blown up by a nuclear bomb, whether that body was eaten by sharks, okay, whatever is left of your body, whether it's whole and 80 years old, or whether it's 12 years old, it is going to be changed. None of us get to take this with us. And that's a good thing, because we're going to receive a new body. So those who are buried, and whatever means they were buried, versus those who are alive, everyone is going to receive a new body that is going to be transformed, that is going to be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall be sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. Okay? Raised incorruptible. Okay? The body that's put in the ground is going to be transformed to meet the Lord in the air. Okay? It's going to be changed. Okay? And so he explains a little bit more about this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must have put on immortality. By the way, even the Apostle Paul has no idea what that looks like. What does an immortal body look like? I don't know. I've never seen one. There has never been a scientist that has put an immortal body under a microscope. We don't know what it will be like. But we do know this. It is going to take a miracle to take a dead body and to change it. Every molecule, every fiber of the being, every bit of it will be changed. So we have from dust we are into dust we will return. And no matter what form of burial you take, you will turn to dust. And we have that no matter how you were buried, and whether you're alive or whether you're dead, if you're a believer in Christ, when the trumpet sounds, you will be changed. That is about the extent of what we have in Scripture. Now, what we do have is we have some other things as it relates to cremation and to burial. And that is we have, by and large, historically, Christians have always buried their dead, by and large. Now, there's a big asterisk on that we're going to look at. Okay? By and large, you look at Lazarus, he was buried. Jesus was buried. But when you start getting into the apostles, and you start getting into the early Christians, many of them didn't have a body left to be buried. Some of them were eaten by animals in the Colosseum. Their body wasn't buried. Some of them were burned alive by Nero. There was nothing left to bury. You go to even modern day. What happens to the Christian who gets his finger cut off with a table saw? Where does his new finger come from? Is he going to be in heaven with nine fingers? What about the Christian who in war gets his leg blown off? Okay. What about the Christians in Japan who are completely, totally vaporized by the atomic bomb? Okay. What about someone like Wycliffe, where the Catholic Church dug up his bones and burned him and then scattered the ashes on the river? By the way, they did that because in their superstition, they believed that that meant he was eternally damned. But we know that that's not the case for Wycliffe. You can't do something to the body and change the destiny of the soul. You can burn Christians alive. They can be eaten. They can be blown to bits. You can feed them to sharks. But you know what? When God raises them, they are going to receive a new body. When you put a body in the ground, within a few short months, very little is left but the skeleton. Is God able to recreate their eyes for their new heavenly body? Yes. Is he able to recreate everything for the new heavenly body? Absolutely. The Christians that burned at the stake, are they just going to be spirits floating around in the new heaven and the new earth because God is incapable of making them a new body? No, we would all say that's ridiculous. Now, if you study, cremation versus burial, you'll find out. I'm pretty good working relationship with every funeral home within so many miles of here. And I've talked with all the funeral home directors, and they'll tell you that the more secular a society becomes, the more the people get cremated as opposed to buried. Christians have historically buried their dead. That's just historically the way it has been. But if you go back really historically, many Christians weren't buried because they were martyred. And there was nothing left to bury. So as a Christian, why did they traditionally bury their dead? Well, when we have a committal service, what are we doing? We're committing their body to the ground to when? To the day of resurrection. I was reading, John Piper wrote an article on this, and he said, in essence, my burial is going to be my last testimony to a watching world I believe in the resurrection. You are laying my body in the ground because that body is going to be resurrected, transformed, and changed. I would say, based upon the historical evidence, that burial is what I would say, all things, hear me very clearly, all things being equal, is the preferred method. Now, does that mean if you're cremated, that you're just going to be a spirit forever, never having a body? No. Does that mean that cremation is a pagan thing? Well, a lot of Christians were burned alive. Not burned dead, they were alive when they were burned. And they're going to receive resurrected bodies and a martyr's crown. Now, when I counsel people with this, though, because of our modern laws and the way our current laws are concerning burials, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are a ton of laws concerning burials. You cannot bury an unembalmed body in the state of Florida unless they are buried within 24 hours of passing away. You can bury a body in a wooden casket if you bury them within 24 hours of them dying. Now, when you begin to, this is the state of Florida, I don't know the laws for other countries, and that could have changed in last year. I don't know the laws for the other states, I just know that's, as of, I don't know, about a decade ago, that was the law in the state of Florida. I also know that the cost of a funeral is about $17,000. That's 17 followed by 30. Okay? That's more than I would ever spend on a new car. Okay? $17,000 is a lot of money. Now, cremation, you can get cremation in town for about $350. Now, there is a cemetery not far from here where you can bury loved ones for free without their bodies being embalmed. Okay? I think it's over near Melrose, somewhere in that area. But, obviously, it has to be within 24 hours. A professor friend of mine in college, he buried his dad on his dad's property in a wooden casket they built. Okay, he died. As soon as they got the death certificate, within about 4 hours of his death, they dug a hole and put him in the ground on his own property. Now, as a pastor who has counseled many people through death, many people through the loss of loved ones, I would tell you this, that burying a body within a few hours of them passing away is extremely hard on a family. Okay, to bury someone within 24 hours is very difficult. Even though it can be done legally, it is very, you're going to have to be prepared ahead of time. I mean, how many of y'all can whip together a casket while you're bawling your eyes out in less than 24 hours? It just doesn't happen. So for most of us, when someone passes away, it's going to be 2 or 3 days, which means it's illegal to bury them without them being embalmed. Okay, it costs you $17,000. You might be able to get a cheap funeral for $12,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of emotion. Honestly, I prefer burial from several standpoints. One, the testimony of the resurrection. But also, it does bring closure. As much as people hate viewing dead bodies, how many people have ever heard that Elvis is still alive? You know why? Closed casket. Okay? JFK is still hiding somewhere on some island. Okay? Seeing the body helps bring closure to many people. That being said, if someone looks at their finances and says $350 versus $17,000, and they want to be cremated, I don't see how you can say no. Now, if that's something that's important to you, I would encourage you to prepay for your funeral so that your loved ones are not left with that expense. I wouldn't have a problem with, as a church, if we decided we were going to take up a collection for somebody who couldn't afford to bury their loved one. You know, I know that when the aunts lost their child, their church paid for the funeral. Right, so they could bury their loved one. I don't have a problem with that. But I have, when I look at all things being equal, bury me. But when you talk about a child or a young parent, you know, you're talking about somebody with young kids, when they pass away, that is so unexpected and so hard for them legally to be buried without it costing them an arm and a leg is virtually impossible. And so they're either going to have to go in debt, hope life insurance covers it if the person has life insurance, many people don't, or cremation. Now, that's a decision that's forced on us legally. For me, I have told my wife that if I die, cremate me. Why? Because the last thing my wife needs is a $17,000 bill. You know how traumatic it would be for me to die tonight? For my family? And then for her to turn around and wipe out our savings just to put me in the ground? No. That being said, when I'm older and all my children are grown and out of the house, I want to be buried. For me, that's a testimony to my belief in the resurrection. I know for many people, they look at the dollars and cents and they say no. Right? It's not greed. I mean, when you think of a man and woman both dying, you're talking $30,000 to bury them. $30,000. And I have personally counseled with people who've been cremated, and the reason why was because they're not spending that type of money. They would rather it be given to the work of the Lord. I have a hard time arguing with a man who says, you know what, instead of spending $15,000 to put me in the ground, spend $300 and give the rest to missions. I have no problem with that. In fact, I've counseled with people and said, if that's the way you feel, then I said, go for it. I think that's a wonderful, honorable thing to do. Remember, they're going to turn to dust anyway. They are. And as hard as that is, that's just reality. Now, I would say this, when you have a loved one cremated, just as pastoral counseling, I've had people ask me about it. I would not stay there. Okay? I would not stay there and watch, because that's not the last image you want in your mind of a loved one. Okay? That's for free pastoral counseling. I would not do that. So I think in conclusion from Scripture, is burial preferred? Yeah. If you have a body left. I mean, when this was written, Christians were being slaughtered by the thousands. There were no bodies to be buried for many of them. And you know what they knew? They're going to get a new one. They're going to get a new one. But were Christians, have they traditionally buried their loved ones in the hope of the resurrection? Absolutely. With the laws in our country, the laws in our state, that becomes very financially prohibitive for a lot of people. And even people who have the money to get buried say, I'm not wasting that money on this body that's just going to turn to dust in a couple months anyway. So for me, I would say all things being equal, Christians should get buried. However, not all things are equal when it comes to burial. For many people, spending $17,000 to bury a loved one is very important. For other people, they say, you know what? It's just a shell. We're going to put it in the ground, dust to dust. We'll look forward into the resurrection, and we'll see them again in a glorified body. People have strong feelings on this. People have very strong feelings on burials, and people have strong feelings about cremation. And there are people I know right here whose loved ones were cremated and loved ones were buried. It's not something we want to talk about. But I would say you need to first and foremost make your wishes known to your family. And if you do want to be buried, you need to go ahead and start making the financial preparations now. Get life insurance that will pay for it. Go ahead and prepay. Get the savings taken care of. Because if you have some accident or something happens, the last thing you want is your family having to go into debt just to put your body in the ground. When we think about passing away, our first and foremost concern is, are we right with the Lord? And if we're right with the Lord, you know, honestly, in some respects, who cares what happens to this body? I'm not living with it anymore anyway. Because it's going to turn to dust. Whether it's turned to dust in an incinerator, turned to dust by me being eaten alive by lions because they brought back the Colosseum and are killing Christians, or be it because I'm buried and my body rots, I won't care because I'll be with the Lord. And that to me is the most important thing. We as Christians should be far more concerned about what happens with our soul than what happens with our body. So, conclusion, should a Christian be buried or cremated? I would say all things being equal, burial's preferred. But all things aren't equal. And if a Christian wants to be cremated, that is a decision between them and the Lord. If they would rather spare their family the expense and use that money for something else to advance the kingdom, then I think that is a acceptable choice from Scripture. If they want to get buried as a testimony of their faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I think that's a very acceptable and even preferred thing from Scripture. At the end of the day, dust to dust. And the most important thing is the state of your soul. Amen.